Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, on air at WIRX.com. Plus, stream us on your smart devices and on the free WIRX app. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Good morning.
What's up? What's happening?
What's up, you ace?
You ace.
You ace.
Hey, let's get in sports segment.
Get in sports segment. So stupid.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Delicious Bud Light Seltzer. Try one today. All right, what do you got for us? If you have anything, I could maybe scrounge something up for you.
I got something. Maybe save it for next hour because, man, it is at the bottom of the barrel. We're scraping the sugar off the bottom of the cereal bowl, man. Here we go. I'm going to read it real slowly to really make it seem like there's a lot of material here. The 2019 LSU Tigers embarrassment of riches is illustrated by the various projections and position rankings ahead of Thursday's NFL draft, which I forgot about. This Thursday, NFL draft, Brock. We got kind of some sports, which is weird because everything is online. Yeah. There's going to be no handshakes, no high fives, none of that. It's going to be all through online. But listen to this. LSU has a player at or near the top of their class at almost every single position. Joe Burrow, the best quarterback in the draft. Clyde Edwards, the preferred option in the Scores running back rankings. And after Ohio State's Chase Young, Clavon Chasen is the second best edge rusher. One way to measure all-time great college football teams is by its sheer number of players who go on to NFL success. The 2001 Miami Hurricanes, for instance, featured 17 future first-round picks. 19 of Miami's 22 starters that season were drafted by NFL organizations. And we look back and that team as one of the top 10 best college football teams in history. Last year's LSU team might be considered one of the greatest of all time as well. Given the path to a national championship, the Tigers beat Florida, Auburn, Alabama in the regular season before crushing Georgia, Oklahoma, and Clemson by a combined score of 152-63.
Whoa.
In the postseason. So, yeah. LSU, no joke, last year just crushed everybody, and you're going to see a lot of yellow in the NFL draft. So there you go.
All right, I forgot that. Was that this weekend? You said?
No, it's Thursday. It's happening Thursday. Yeah. So it'll be interesting, man, because it is going to be completely different than you've ever seen in the past.
Well, some people really go big into it. You know, they go out to Vegas and they, you know, they become part of it. There's all sorts of, you know, backstage meet and greet stuff you can do. You can sit in on it, you know, cheer on your favorite team. And now, I mean, you can still do that just obviously from home. You know,
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never really fully delved into the NFL draft. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing. Nah, I'll get bits and pieces of it, but since there's no sports on, since there ain't much going on, I might find myself watching it Thursday. So
just give you something to do, for God's sakes. I need something.
Please.
Something. All right. Well, there you go. That's your sports. Is that all you got for right now?
That's all I got right now, man.
All right.
What else do you want?
What do you want from me, man? That's all I can do. It's all I can do. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 100's The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:27, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a bit. Right now, though, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer sampler pack today. Drink responsibly, of course, but enjoy it while you're doing it. What do you got?
Random stuff here. Let's go. Skateboarding. We'll start with that. They tried to cover and close a skateboard park in California. They covered it with 37 tons of sand. Well, skaters stopped skating, yes, but the dirt bikers showed up, and they're having the time of their lives now. So,
brap, brap.
Didn't work. Moving on. NBA. Michael Jordan documentary, right? We talked about it yesterday.
Yep, great
documentary. It's got everybody buzzing. Also seemed to have everyone dressing up like Michael Jordan and the Jordan outfits. People took a lot of time to pick out their game day outfits featuring their Nike stuff and Jordan stuff. They shared it all on Twitter. This is going to continue for sure. There's the next few weeks, with the next installments of The Last Dance, people will be dressing up. Michael Jordan, North Carolina. I love it, man. Let me start it. Move.
Well, I was going to say, we actually found it. We watched the first episode last night, and it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool.
Dude, doesn't it just kind of make your hair stand up a little bit?
Like a little bit.
Just that time. Yeah. It was awesome, man. Moving on, college football. According to a new study, when a college snags a five-star recruit out of high school, that player is worth a staggering $650,000 to the university. Yes, we're going to pay them nothing, though. $0. Thank you. We appreciate you and your talents, but we're not going to give anything back to you but education. The typical four-star guy is worth $350,000. Three-star player is only worth $150,000. Once the Reiki gets down to like two stars or below, player ends up costing the university money. Get out of here, you two-star. You're costing us money, you
like
suck.
You. You're two-star, basically. Just costing us money.
You know, worthless. You're about to get two stars right in the noggin. Moving on. Tennis. We got
how
tennis.
How much? Wait, no, really no. We're calling it. We're done. That's it.
No, quick.
I'm calling it.
Superstar Novak Djokovic says he might not play tennis ever again if he's required to get a vaccine.
Who cares?
Not because he doesn't believe in vaccines.
Good. You know what? Don't play anymore. Jeez, good Lord. What a moron.